everyone. It is episode 39 of Ain't That Some Shit with Emma. Alright, let's get into it. It's been quite a while since the last episode. Can you believe it? We're in a whole new month. It is. I'm recording this on March 2nd, year of our Lord, 2024, and my gosh. My gosh, people, can this year get any weirder? I don't know if you guys caught that last Sunday, an active duty Air Force member set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy in Washington. And as he was setting himself ablaze, he yelled out, "Free Palestine." His Reddit was disclosed. It's really easy to find. All the posts are deleted, but the headlines are there, where he was talking about things he was seeing overseas and how terrible it was, and he subscribed to BreadTube, a far left-leaning media source. I will leave that for you to look into, and that's bread, like the food, like the risen loaf of grain. BreadTube. Alright, enjoy. But his name is Aaron Bushnell, B as in boy, U-S-H-N as in Nancy, E-L-L. 25-year-old disturbed anarchist. And I've seen so many memes made about it. I know it's tragic. Any loss of life is not okay. But what does this help? I don't know. Maybe because it puts the focal point on one person and gets the conversation started, like, look, we lost the life of an active duty member because of this, because the parades and the marches and all that, they were getting kind of redundant. They were getting kind of, I mean, I don't know about you if you've been looking at them, but I was getting distracted. I was like, okay, another parade, another walkout. Ever since BLM, anytime there's a rally, I'm pretty much checked out mentally. I have a little blurb from one of his Facebook posts. He says, many of us like to ask ourselves, what would I do if I was alive during slavery or the Jim Crow South or apartheid? What would I do if my country was committing genocide? The answer is, you're doing it right now. Bold words. Bold. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not on board with genocide on either side. I do side with Israel, because I believe that their values coincide with ours in America, and I'm just going to leave it like that. But many people use this argument that if you were back in 1930s Germany, you would just go and shoot Hitler, right? Or you would stand up to the Nazis and you'd be like, this is not okay. Would you? Would you really? Because we've seen fewer and fewer people stand up to this whole trans crazy shit when they're pushing for kids to get chopped off and everything. In my last episode, I discussed how there was no medical justification. There were like 2 pages of a study that had to be found with a discovery, with a submission of a subpoena of discovery, that Richard, formerly Richard, now Rachel Levine, the Admiral of Health, and you've seen their picture, you've seen their face, trust me, was asking medical research professional to supply information that did not really exist, but to pretty much confirm what they wanted to initiate. They want to initiate trans and transitioning being part of regular care. Alright. With whatever the majority of things, alright, how do I say this? When there's such a overwhelming tide of behavior in an area, it is very hard to be the one that stands up and says no. And those people, we almost never hear about again. If you believe that you're the type to do that, great. Great on you. I believe I am, but I haven't been pushed to that yet. Yet. You know, being involved in my kid's school only goes so far. You have to be involved in local politics. You have to be involved in local voting. You have to make sure that, you know, whoever you're voting for, mayor or governor or whatever, their values coincide with yours. And not many people are going out there for their local voting. I can't find the word right now. I'm trying to wake up. But that's where it starts. That's where it starts, is putting people into office that are willing to be the martyrs. They're the ones who are willing to be at the forefront, speaking what you wish you could say to all these fucktards who want to change everything for the worst. And speaking of the worst, like this next story hits really fucking close to home. They are putting DEI, the diversity, equity, inclusion bullshit, in medicine. In medicine. This story comes from UCLA. Let me find this. Okay, emails from a first year class over at UCLA School of Medicine reveal that students are encouraged to listen to a podcast entitled Indigene, Indigene, which covers an array of unscientific garbage, including Two-Spirit and Wixmumyxn. Oh, she's fucking Christ on a cracker. Womxn. How you pronounce that? Anyone's guess. Womxn. Mix. Yeah. It's fucking hell. You can't say women, because that includes men. So they say Womxn. So, yeah. Okay. We're abandoning basic biology. We're bringing up Two-Spirit, which is a Native American concept, which I need to look more into. But then they also want to slap on white supremacy, and literally anything the West has done has been terrible. Okay. So, why are we labeling everything as settler colonialism? But specifically, it's just here. The poison is here, and it's why the okay. Main question, why the fuck is this in medicine? Pharma, I'm not all on board with, but we do have treatments that work. We do have processes that have been passed down for years that work. And you're telling me we need to revamp everything because it was created by white guys? Unfortunately, it was mostly white men at the time that were allowed to do this. It's an injustice, I get it. However, you can't go back in time. You cannot wind back the hands of the clock. No. What you can do is empower people to find better ways of doing it. Employ more researchers who are worth a damn, who are researching actual shit. Because the NIH puts funds into researching whether, you know, frogs get horny on a rainy day. That bullshit's not gonna help anyone. No. And we're at this point where we're discovering the amazing ability of AI, right? We're getting all these amazing pills. HIV is not a big deal anymore. You can just take a pill and lower your viral load and you won't transmit to another person. Why the fuck do we still have cancer? I know this has been echoed throughout. I don't think this can be such a terrible thing. My dog's a goofball. He just dropped his bone. I am sorry if that caused any auditory disturbance. Anyways, our priorities are skewed. And again, putting this nonsense in medicine, in the institutions that save lives. Okay. Surgical teams are now being infused with DEI principles. Oh my goodness. Medical schools are teaching wokeness as opposed to actual medicine. Why are we doing this? Why are we proposing a solution when there's no problem? There isn't. I worked before this whole DEI bullshit. I've worked alongside black, brown, Asian, an array of people from different backgrounds that were able to pull various diverse spaces of knowledge into their field of working, and they were chosen because of their skill level. not because of what they were born with, or what, you know, sexual orientation they have. What the fuck? What the fuck? I've said it before. I was only a few years ago, I want to say about 3, where I was in a meeting for patient education material, determining what patient education material from what source, whether it's Elsevier or I'm trying to think of the other one. Anyways, doesn't matter. The companies that make the medical textbooks, they are also the ones that create these patient information packets, okay? And for the obstetrics departments, the ones where women go and they get babies delivered, or they go and they get a pap smear, or just general women's health, was labeling women who give birth as birthing people. What the fuck? What? Why is the word women so wrong? Why are we erasing women? What the actual fuck? Someone explain it to me, because I keep face palming and I think I'm losing brain cells each time I smack myself. And they're labeling medical practice as poisoned, as toxic, because it's been under a history of structural racism. Oh, okay. Explain. Explain. Because other than the Tuskegee Airmen and Jim Crow when it was in effect, I'll give you that. Sure, there was racism then, but now you can choose any provider that you feel comfortable with. If you feel comfortable with a woman, because you're a woman and you're about to have a C-section like I did, right? You are at liberty to do so. There's nothing barring anyone from pursuing the career they want if they have the correct qualifications. I do not agree with people being pushed ahead, being pushed to take their boards, being pushed to be in the operating area if they're not qualified to do so. We're having more planes fall out of the sky, and when they go back and they see what happened, like that door that was ripped out of an American Airlines flight, it was found that there were loose bolts on that door. Those bolts are huge, and the people tending to it were DEI hires. What the fuck? What the fuck? We talk about stay safe during COVID, but we're not keeping people safe. We're not doing things. Now, when I say we, you know, the powers that be that push all this bullshit. Safety is not the goal. I'm not seeing safety as the goal. What the fuck? What the fuck? And man, I would be so livid if I show up to the emergency room and they look at me and they're like, "You're not dark enough to be moved up in the line, despite having like a hemorrhage or something. We're gonna wait and we're gonna see this guy over here because he identifies as a her, but all he has is a stubbed toe or something." And I'm not saying it has gone that far, however, I wouldn't be surprised if it does. Gonna leave it there. About 2 weeks ago, Tucker Carlson sat down with Vladimir Putin, president of Russia. And if you guys didn't watch the interview, I know it was very dry. The translation makes some people tap out. We all have shortened attention spans. It is what it is. I watched it, and I was pretty impressed. Why? Why was I impressed? Because Vladimir Putin, how old is this fucking guy? Vladimir Putin. I don't know, I'm typing slow. Goodness, age. This guy. Why won't they say he was born October 7th, 1952? Okay, so he's 80. This 80-year-old guy was able to give an account, a whole half-hour account of the history of Russia for a full half hour. He didn't stutter. He didn't mess up any names. I cross-referenced it. He gave the history of Russia from when the Russian state was incepted in the 8th century I believe all the way up to present day. My goodness. Now, whether his account of Ukraine was legitimate or not, that's up to you to decide. There's not much information because we haven't had much discussion between the USSR and ourselves. It is what it is. We've been told for so long that Russia is the enemy and we can't listen to them and oh my god, communism. I'm not belittling those stances, but I believe information is power and can lead to a greater understanding. He seemed like a reasonable guy. Yes. Yes, we've all heard the reports of him offing political opponents, right? Okay, but what have we been doing? What have we been doing recently? Have you guys been keeping track with all the lawsuits that Trump has faced? Whatever you feel about Trump, put that aside for a second. When in history have we seen a former president face lawsuit after lawsuit, and many of them have already failed, many of them have already been discredited, many of them have already been taken out because the judges are like, there's no corroborating evidence, there's nothing that supports these claims, these charges. And recently, in Georgia, guys, you gotta look this up, Fannie Willis, let me look up, Fulton County District Attorney of Georgia, her name, her face, everything has been discredited and ran through the mud. She was so gung-ho about bringing up the RICO law. This is the law that disbands mafia groups, and it's used to imprison mafia members, saying that, okay, because you are associated with this crime and you placed the hit, therefore you're violating RICO, R-I-C-O. And because Trump didn't directly encourage the January 6th, because he was involved and his supporters were, then there must have been some kind of underlying order given. Stupid. But Fannie Willis had to present in court to defend why she was giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to her lover, and he was going to serve as the prosecutor. Okay, I'm trying to find the name of this guy. I had it. I lost it. Give me a second. Fannie, or her, she says it's Fannie. Yeah, okay. Fannie Willis, lover. All right, prosecutor, she dated Nathan Wade. There we go. She was giving a shit ton of money to Nathan Wade and in cash. She says that she has no receipts. It's not a business write-off. They were taking romantic vacations together. And he was the special prosecutor she hired to manage the election fraud against President Trump and 14 others. All right. He has never handled a case like this. There are other people, way more qualified, years of experience, who would have been, I would like to say, unbiased. But now she's tainted the whole case. I wouldn't be surprised if this gets thrown out. And this woman had the nerve to act so fucking ghetto when she was being asked about this. They asked her, okay, so how much did you give him? I don't know. Do you have any receipts? No, I don't. I paid him in cash. It's like, lady, what the hell? And it's just corruption on and on and on. And this is what we're supposed to take seriously. Like, mind you, if Trump really fucked up, let him pay for it. But when the people who are leading him to the executioner stand are unclean, we all know the parable, let ye without sin cast the first stone, it sullies the whole thing. It makes us look like, okay, is this prejudicial treatment? Are they prosecuting him with the intent or the underlying manner? No, the underlying desire to persecute? What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay, so in a testament, she stated, I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial? These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial. Lady, you should have seen it. Please, please, look it up. Because you know what? I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to pull it up because, my gosh, the attitude, the vitriol, like the I can't be touched sentiment you get from Fani. Like, come on. Come on. Lady, what the hell? Alright. Let me see. Well, no. I might not get it because I'm trying to find just a quick clip and it's not happening. Alright, let's see what we got.
In 1996, we're getting way afar. I mean, I don't mind her explaining her answers, but I literally just asked if they met at that conference.
Explaining how she met in the way exactly the question asked by Ms. Merchant. It was answers are more than appropriate.
Ms. Merchant, if you want more concise answers, perhaps you could lead the witness.
I will. Thank you, Judge. Isn't it true that you met Mr. Wade in October 2019 at the judge's office?
Yes, that's right.
Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, would be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Hey, Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
All right, let's proceed. We can keep things moving. Ms. Merchant, next question, please.
Okay, so we've confirmed when you met. After that, isn't it true?
No, I need to explain this, and I think I get to explain my answers. When I met him, Judge Reeves introduced us. He handed me his business card. I'm unsure if I handed him my business card, but we exchanged information. He said, if you ever need any help, give me a call. And he walked to the parking lot.
So after that, you started dating shortly thereafter, correct?
Lie. That's one of your lies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to establish when she started dating him. All right, let me see if I can fast forward this. All right, here we go.
I think we have.
I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be here.
That's the same thing
again. Not so
much
that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be a minute.
Speed up.
I would ask, I need three documents in front of me, and they're the three filings of Ms. Merchant.
Man, I wish this podcast had videos you could see. She's leaning back, just looking like she really doesn't want to be there.
Does the court have the three filings of Ms. Merchant?
When you say the filings, you mean the pleadings?
The pleadings, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I think we can locate
those. Let's speed this up a little.
I did not meet him when he taught the class. I was standing outside talking to Lisa Reeves, who is a judge. Me and her were just having a conversation. Mr. Wade walks up, and they hug each other. They have some brief conversation. She introduces us.
But Robin Yerdy, Willis's old college friend, told the court earlier the romantic relationship began in October of 2019. Willis previously lived in Yerdy's condo prior to their fallout, and the defense hammered her on whether Wade visited the condo prior to the election interference case. But Willis fired back, asserting the defense accusations were all lies.
How often did Mr. Wade visit you at a place where you were living between 2019 and 2021?
So you want to start with the lie that he lived with me in South Fulton in 2019, a home he's never been to? That's one lie you told me.
Did you guys catch that? They didn't ask if he was living with her. Asked when he visited her between 2019 and present day. All right. Okay. Let's let this go.
Ms. Merchant, I want you to ask a very precise question. I think she's saying and answering that he did not live with her, so why don't we break that up into smaller parts?
And I didn't ask about living.
But she put in your, while we're talking about professionalism, she put in three different documents he lived with me.
Full opportunity to respond.
And filed that with the court.
In 2019.
He's never been to South Fulton. In 2019, I lived in South Fulton. He has never been to my residence in 2019.
I don't know if you heard it earlier, but a colleague of Fanny, whatever the fuck, said that their romantic relationship started in 2019, so how are you going to have one and not have the guy over? Whatever. We'll see.
Never, not once.
In 2019, he's never been to your residence. Anyways,
I lived in my home in South Fulton before I started getting the threats that were here, a house I paid for with my own sweat and tears. I'm no longer able to live there. But in 2019, I did. And in the 2 months of 2019 that I knew Mr. Wade, 3 months, the beginning of October, all of November, and all of December, Mr. Wade never came to my house in South Fulton. Let me help you out. I lived there in 2020. He never came to my house in 2020, let alone live with me, as you put awfully in these documents. In the first 3 months of 2021, when I could still enjoy my home, Mr. Wade never came to South Fulton, and it is certainly a lie that he lived with me.
Then it came time to question Willis about the vacations the two took together and who paid for the trips.
Talk about, you know, you said that sometimes you paid Miss Yerdy cash. When you went on vacation with Mr. Wade, let's just go one by one. Let's start with the first one. What's the first time you went on vacation with Mr. Wade?
First time we went on vacation was around April.
Hey, did you know you can learn 100 songs on piano in 1 hour? Ooh. No way.
Sorry about that. She was about to answer and an ad started. Let me pause and get that rolling again.
Vacation was around April of 22, and it's a vacation is a stretch, but I'm trying to be comprehensive. I recall April of 22. His birthday is March the 18th. So that would have been his 49th birthday. I took him to, like, Tennessee for the day. I think we went to a museum. I think we might have stayed the night. I'm not sure. But, I mean, Tennessee's kind of hard to call a vacation, but I just am trying to be inclusive. And it, like I said, I don't think, I know it wasn't more than a day.
She didn't spend the night.
I think that we did. That's what I'm telling you. I think that there's a possibility that we stayed that night.
So it continues, and turns out they took a cruise together. Let me play that for you.
In Miami. I am not sure right now. You're asking me about...
Oh, I think... I'm sorry, you misunderstood. I was not asking you which night you stayed in Miami. I'm asking if you took a cruise in October 2022 with Mr. Wade.
Yes, and his mom.
And his mother. That's what I was asking.
Yes.
Is that the first time you met his mother?
Yes.
It was on that cruise. And that was Royal Caribbean, I believe?
I honestly don't remember what ship. I know we've taken two cruises. I don't know what the ships were.
But he paid for the flight and the cruise on Royal Caribbean that time.
So, yes, he paid. He is the original one that does it. He has something called Mr. Wade is a world traveler. I'm not as versed as him. He's been to 6 of the 7 continents. And so he has both a personal travel agent, and he also has a cruise travel agent. I don't know anything about either of those kind of travel agents. So he is the one that would book the travel. But we need to be clear when we're talking about just because he booked it doesn't mean, like, I don't consider him having taken me anyplace. Let me just be honest. The only one that's ever taken somebody someplace is for his 50th birthday. I consider that I took him to Belize. And I took him to Belize because, you know, I don't want to discuss his personal business, but I'm happy Mr. Wade is still here with us. And I did 50 big. Very big.
When it came to how Willis reimbursed Wade for the trips together, she responded she always kept cash on her, thanks to a tip she pointed out that she got from her father.
And then after that cruise, you all flew to Aruba and spent a couple days in a hotel there, correct?
Right. And his mother was not happy.
He initially paid for that.
For Aruba, yes, ma'am.
So let's talk about both of those. I know he initially paid for it. Did you pay him back?
For the cruise and for Aruba. Yeah, I gave him his money before we ever went on that trip.
You gave him cash before you ever went on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you got cash to pay him back on these trips, would you go to the ATM?
No, lady.
You would not go to the ATM?
No.
Okay. So Fulton County pays you direct deposit, I assume?
Yes. Fulton County and the state of Georgia both pay me direct deposits.
Okay. So the cash that you would pay him, you wouldn't get it out of the bank.
I have money in my house.
You have money in your house. So it was just money that was there.
When you meet...
I don't know about you guys, but I don't keep hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash in my house. If you do, good for you. You're doing amazing. All right, last clip.
Through Cash App. No, the only money you've ever given him outside of a contract is cash.
I didn't give him money in a contract, so that was cute. But I didn't give him money outside in a contract. What happened is, no, we're going to answer it since you said it. He worked. He worked more hours than he was paid. And the county paid him for the work that he did. So don't be cute with me and then think that you're not going to get an answer.
And I will ask you about the contract in a minute. I asked you about cash. Did you ever pay him anything? And I'm trying to qualify my questions. I'm not talking about the contract with Fulton County that was paid. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about outside of that. Did you ever pay him anything other than cash?
I've only given him cash a few times in the course of what we're talking about.
So
if we would go to dinner...
Let her finish her answers.
If we would go to dinner, I wouldn't give him cash because he paid for dinner or I paid for dinner. I've given him cash only a few times in life, probably four. Probably the most money I've ever handed him is $2,500. The least amount of money I've handed him, probably between $500 and $1,000.
All right, what? Okay. That's a lot of money to be throwing around. And someone you're dating within the same office, and then you employ that person on a case that they have no experience with. All right, I'll leave it up to you guys to decide because it just seems a whole bunch of confusing. And I'm not able to track down the lies per se. I'm sure the court will continue to look into the records and see. Here it says here, here's what she said. It was never that serious. I don't think I've ever handed him more than $2,500 in reimbursement. So we're not talking about $20,000 in cash. I don't have $20,000. Okay. But the most I ever gave him, I know I gave him $2,500. All right. Okay, that's still a lot of money. That's still a lot of money. And to employ someone that you're dating, actively dating, it's not... It leaves you open to suspect. Let's just leave that there. All right, last story. Google's AI named Gemini faced severe backlash, caused Google stock to tank. I don't know if you guys mess with it yet, but they will not show any Caucasians, any white people. It's the funniest thing ever. You put into the prompt, into the Gemini prompt, show me pictures of the founding fathers. No one there is close to George Washington. I'll just leave that right now. I highly encourage you guys to check it out because I don't think they've fixed it. I think it's still up there. It's ridiculous. They apologized yesterday saying we're aware Gemini is offering inaccuracies in historical image generation depiction. That's it. Okay, they didn't say when they would fix it. They didn't say anything about it, just that we're aware. Okay, sorry about that. But someone creates the prompt. Someone puts in the codes for the AI to generate as, you know, as it does. So if they put into the coding, don't show any Caucasian people, what is that? And as we're using AI more and more these days, and, you know, people are getting away from hardcore texts and books, it's like, all right, so when kids are doing their history report and they look up, what did Thomas Jefferson look like, or what did George Washington look like, they're not going to get the real thing. I know, maybe you're like, screw those white guys, or whatever, but imagine if it was any other race, would it be okay? I don't know. I'm just going to leave it like that. This was Ain't That Some Shit with Emma. Over and out.
Hey everyone, I'm Garrett from Comics Podcast. Be sure to check out our stop motion animation on our YouTube channel, DJ Hatter Comics and Movies, where the stories are inspired by comic book characters such as Batman, Spider-Man, Star Wars characters, and more. Be sure to like the channel and subscribe. Also, make sure to hit the notification bell to keep up with the newest episodes. See you there.